If you and your team want to cut down on busy work and get more choice and control over accounts payable, you need BILL. BILL Accounts Payable is your secret weapon for saving time on AP. And with a special offer at bill.com/podcast, you'll save money too. With BILL, streamline your entire AP process, including bill creation, approvals, and payments. You can pay with ACH, credit card, check, and international wire transfer. Plus, you can easily integrate with most accounting software. No wonder hundreds of thousands of businesses are already using BILL to manage their AP. Schedule a free demo now to see how BILL can automate your financial operations. And right now, get 15% off when you subscribe to BILL Accounts Payable. There's never been a better time to sign up. This special offer is available for a limited time only at bill.com/podcast. Terms apply. See bill.com/podcast for details.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the 49ers season unfortunately has come to a close. It was awful. It was terrible. The game ended in the first quarter, which I hated. We're going to cover this game. We're going to cover the future. We're going to cover a lot of different things, and we're going to be upset. So if this is your first time watching this channel, this is a family-friendly show. However, today it is not, okay? Just going to throw this out there. If you got kids listening, whatever else, pause, change the channel. This is going to be a therapy session in which we talk about the 49ers past, present, future, this game, this NFC Championship game, the terrible officiating, the injuries, the wrong calls, all those things. I'm just telling you right now. Again, if you have children listening, maybe you shouldn't. Not today, anyway. I love you guys. This season has been absolutely incredible, okay? It's been awesome. You go on a 12-game win streak with your third-string quarterback, which never happens in the NFL. You come out today, and your quarterback gets injured on the first series. Not great. Just not great. And so I do want to say, it's weird because there's a lot of similarities. Like, I'm a Longhorn fan, right? Grew up in Texas. This felt so much like the Longhorns versus Alabama with Colt McCoy, where he got hurt early. And then it was just like, let's see here. It never came by. It never got to the point where it was a game. It wasn't. You were playing. You know how hard it is to win with your third string quarterback? You know how hard it is to win with a backup quarterback? Eagles couldn't do that. Couldn't do it. Great roster. Eagles have a great team. They couldn't do it with their backup quarterback. 49ers did it with their third string quarterback. But when he got hurt and they put Josh Johnson in, the game was over the first snap he took. Josh Johnson's terrible. Should never be in the NFL again. And I'm not that guy. He was so bad. He couldn't even handle a snap. Delay a game. Fumbled, perfect snap. And it's not even the fumbled snap that bothered me. That wasn't the thing that, like, upset me. Like, I get it. The moment was too big for him. Pissed down his leg. It's what it is. Like, I understand that. You cannot go Cam Newton and not even try to recover the fumble that you caused. Dude made a business decision, should never play in the NFL again. Josh Johnson's probably a great guy. I hope he coaches for the for the 49ers in the near future. Don't ever want to see that guy on our roster again. Never again. Ever. Ever. Now, this game was lost as soon as Brock Purdy went down. Now, There's a lot of blame to go around, and we're going to be throwing it left, right, middle. We're going to be honest. We're going to keep this real. Some things I will not allow, not that you'll be blocked or anything like that. Clayton, the man himself, is behind the scenes running the chat. Cuss words, bring them on. You are allowed to use four-letter words today. Therapy session is in full session. Clayton, how are you, my friend?
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn. That was truly, I'm numb. I'm numb, John. I don't even know how to really sum that up besides I really, there aren't really words to describe how painful, you know, the NFL, they stuck the knife in and twisted it.
Man,
that's rough.
As soon as Brock went down, the NFL said, beep, 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 beep.
Roger Goodell calling.
Eagles got to win. Eagles got to win. Terrible officiating game. I don't like refs, period. This game was over as soon as Brock got hurt. You look at the Eagles' offense, and again, we're going to be doling around blame like crazy. So get your stuff in. Do not hold back, okay? This is a therapy session. This is a safe space. Some of the stuff I'm going to shoot down, I'm just going to let you know. But Clayton, you run the chat. You bring it all. Bring it all. Don't hold back. We're going to be here for a minute. We got to get this out. Now, before you walk away today, we're going to be dealing with what the 49ers have in store for the future, the offseason, what to look forward to, but that will come and go. Right now, let's get it off our chest. So thank you, Clayton. And again, jump in as much as you want to, man. Flynn, thank you so much for the comment, for the super chat. You are incredible. He said, I'm a believer in the butterfly effect. If that fourth down pass at the start of the game was called correctly, the Niners get the ball. Purdy doesn't get injured. That's a 14-point swing in my mind. You're right. Terrible call. Now, early on, you had the one-handed not catch. He didn't catch it. Devontae Smith never caught the ball. He didn't catch it. They showed three replays, all of which would tell the story that the catch actually happened. They go to commercial break. The 49ers didn't challenge it. They had a quick hurry up play. You saw Devontae Smith saying, hey, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. They run a play. Then they come back from commercial break and they're showing the replay. Definitely didn't catch it. That's 7 points off the board, right? Refs helped them out. Shanahan didn't challenge it. You come back, Purdy gets hit, which there's some Shanahan blame to take place here. Let's be very, very real. Coach of the year candidate, awesome, like whatever. I thought Shanahan left a lot on the table. Never pressed up the middle with a physical running game. Jordan Mason got zero carries. That was a mistake. Elijah Mitchell's out. That was a mistake. All right, that's cool. He gets injured. Where is the Eagles' freaking defense susceptible? It's up the middle. It's up the middle. You didn't once put in your bruiser. Well, not once. All you did was test outside. That's it. That's it. Anyway, all right. So you didn't challenge the non-catch. I don't put that too much on Shanahan. That's upstairs. Shanahan doesn't have the replay. He's got coaches upstairs, and they're saying, challenge, challenge, challenge. Or they're saying, hey, we don't see it. We don't see it. We don't see it. We saw three replays on the game film that all showed catch, catch, catch. After the commercial break and they ran one play, then they showed the other replay. All right, so that was a little foggy. Daryl, want to say thank you, man, for the super chat. He says, man, he says, damn, family, this hurts. It does hurt. And I'm mad. I'm still mad. And you should be pissed, too. We all should be pissed off. We all should be pissed off. The NFL, the fans were robbed. Robbed of a good game. Now, who were they? Who took it away? Early on, Shanahan took it away. You go out there and you call a play on your first offensive series to have Tyler Kroft blocking one-on-one their best defensive player, Hassan Reddick. Yeah, you deserve that shit. You deserve that. 49ers deserve that. That was a terrible call. You want to do a 5 to 7 step drop. I don't know. I got to watch the film, but it was a long developing play. Wide receivers wide open, but you're going to leave Tyler Kroft, a player that you deemed ineligible, a healthy scratch last week against their best player. You deserve that. You deserve that. So congratulations. Your quarterback is now hurt. You send in Josh Johnson, the very first pass play you call is a naked bootleg where nobody blocks Hassan Reddick. Nobody. Now, that's 1-2-3 on Kyle Shanahan. Should have challenged. Well, that's on the booth. Whatever. That's your coaches that you put in the booth. But the play where Purdy got hurt, Kyle Shanahan. The play where Josh Johnson basically started seeing ghosts the rest of the game, Kyle Shanahan. Nobody? You're going to put Juwan Jennings out there on Hassan Reddick? Terrible. Trash. Trash. Now, does that mean that I want Kyle to go away? God, no. Are you a moron? No. So anger is appropriate. Okay. So everybody hear me whenever I say this. Anger is appropriate to have at Kyle Shanahan. 100%. Erdem, thank you, my friend, for the super chat. I appreciate your generosity. Thank you so much. Thank you. In times like this, we got to come together, baby. And that's why you're here. So did Kyle Shanahan have a good called game early? Hell no. No. Does that mean I want Kyle Shanahan gone? Hell no. Even more so. Kyle Shanahan's the freaking man. I think he's a top five coach in the NFL. I really do believe that. Was this his best game? No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. But it's what it is. Erdem, he goes on to say, I used to like the Eagles being the first ever team I ever watched. Today, yeah, piling on the misery of unlucky, crippled opponent. I hate that. That's not sportsmanship. Yeah, I mean, but look, Philly is a city full of things that have nothing to do with class. There's nothing classy about Philadelphia. Not the people, not the culture, not the climate. Throwing eggs at women in 49ers gear, walking to the jersey before or to the stadium before the game. No, like it's not who Philly is. Nick Sirianni, that dude, are you kidding me? Nah, he's the definition of Axe body spray if there ever was one. Nah, like their culture, their climate, their fan base, no class to be had. Whatever. Philly's going to Philly. I don't care about, like, I'm not even mad at Philly at all. Not even a little bit. They did nothing. The Philly offense was straight trash. Everybody's like, oh, first, second offense, they're amazing. Bullshit. Bullshit. Philly didn't score 1 point this game. Not one that wasn't the result of a penalty or a fake catch. Not one. Not one. Now, does that mean the 49ers defense was unbelievable? I don't think so either. But if this game would have been called correctly and the 49ers had their quarterback, oh my gosh, game would have been 28-14 49ers. But that's not what happened. You got your quarterback hurt because of a shitty call by your head coach, offensive coordinator. The refs were everywhere. 11 penalties against the 49ers. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? How many third and fourth downs did the refs give to them? How many missed holding calls? How many blocking the backs? How many just over and over and over again? The NFL literally called down to the refs and said it. The second that Brock Purdy got hurt, Eagles need to be in the Super Bowl. No doubt in my mind. Like, I love the NFL. I love this team. That was bullshit from the start, man. Miss call. Now, were some of those penalties against the 49ers? Yes. Oh, my God, yes. Did Dre Greenlaw have the worst game of his entire career? Yes. But a lot of those calls, 100% horseshit. Miss call on Nick Bosa holding probably three or four times. You want to call Ty McGill hands to the face? Correct call. But also holding and blocking the back on the same play on Ty McGill. That's offsetting penalties. Should have been replay third long. Nope. 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 Over and over again. Over and over again. Refs were horse freaking shit. I'm sorry. And again, if you're just joining us, this is a family-friendly show, not today. So if you don't want to hear four-letter words, I'm sorry. I love you. Come back. Our next show, we are live all year, and we're going to. But this is Get It Out Sunday. This is Get It Out Sunday. That's what it is. Fuck the refs, man. That was such... It was just absolute dog shit. The third down penalty that they called against Charvarius Ward, the pass interference, would have punted it. But guess what? Not one piece of contact took place after 5 yards, and they called pass interference. So it wasn't even illegal holding, whatever. But guess what? The ball wasn't even in the air. There was no contact. As soon as Jalen Hurts let go of the ball, there was no contact. There was no contact past 5 yards. There was no contact once the ball was in the air. Terrible call. Terrible call. Completely fabricated. It was a late flag, too. Oh, get me fired up. Adam said, John is convincing me to go up a tier. Now, we got this show. We're going to be here in a minute, so buckle up. We got a lot more expletives coming your way. We're doing our Zoom session where I get to hear from you guys in the upcoming week. I was planning on doing that Sunday. We'll see. We'll get some stuff out there. We'll see what's going on. Now, man, I don't know. I go back and forth on this. In my anger, right? Like, let me ask you guys. What are you most pissed off at, right? I'm pissed off that they took away our opportunity to have, like, a Super Bowl berth and whatever else. The quest for six, it continues. I hate that saying. I hate it. I've been saying it for too long. The reality is when Brock got hurt, it was over. Like, you can't beat this team and the refs with Josh freaking Johnson. Josh Johnson does not belong on an NFL roster. I'm not trying to be mean, but you saw what he did today. Brock Purdy was 3 for 3. He couldn't throw the ball after he got injured. Brock Purdy was fine. Offense was moving fine until he tried to decide to block their best defensive player with a backup tight end that was a healthy scratch last week. Stupid. Just stupid. James, thank you for the gift. He says, we lost all of the QBs this year. At what point is it not dumb luck? I'll say this, you know, and one of the things I want to dive in a little bit more this offseason, the Shanahan system hurts quarterbacks, period. Observe natural evolution. I love it. He says, 4 injured QBs. The O-line issues never addressed. That's not a coincidence, John. It's not on the O-line. The 2 quarterback hits were not against any of the 5 offensive line. It was against Tyler Kroft and a nobody. Plus, you did have when Josh Johnson got his concussion from Ndamukong Suh, full body weight landed on top of him. Textbook. Freaking roughing the passer. You'd call it against Bosa all year. But, of course, these officials don't call it. They call it a super tight game, one-sided. 11 penalties, 81 yards versus the 49ers, 4 against the Eagles. Absolute dog shit, man. And so, like, I don't put this on the offensive line. There was not – now, was Mike McGlinchey good? Actually, he had a pretty good game. He blew some blocks in the open field. Jake Brendel blew some blocks in the open field. Burford blew some blocks in the upper field in the open field. Not one quarterback hit took place because of your 5 offensive linemen this game. It didn't happen. It was scheme. Now, if you look at the Shanahan system, it's been shit all year for quarterbacks. All year. Tua should never play football again. Why? The Shanahan system. Now, I'm not saying Shanahan needs to go. Quite the contrary. No. That's not what I'm saying at all. Aaron, thank you for the gift. I want to dive some more. Save that comment. I want to go more in on the Shanahan system. Look at the freaking Miami Dolphins as soon as they got Mike McDaniel, who I love. Tua should never play football again. 3 injuries. Backup quarterback Teddy Bridgewater injured. Skylar Thompson picked 15 spots before Brock Purdy. Trash, whatever. He even got banged up. All right, Jets. Not one, not two, but 3 quarterbacks injured, right? Like, the Shanahan system, if you're going to do it right with your naked boots and whatever else, you're going to get quarterbacks hit. You're going to get quarterbacks hurt. You could throw out the whole, Shanahan, why are you running your quarterback up the middle? BS. That's total bullshit, by the way. Throw it out. That's not what my concern is. You are getting your quarterbacks hit at an unreal rate because you're doing naked bootlegs, which work, by the way, but quarterbacks get hurt. So, all those people out there that are like, oh, let's trade Trey Lance. Are you freaking kidding me? Did you just see what happened? You got to have more than one quarterback. And in the 49ers case this year, you got to have more than 3. You had 3 great quarterbacks this year. Wasn't enough. You needed 4. So people are out there saying, oh, we could trade Trey Lance for a first. Did you just watch this year? Did you watch last year? Did you watch the year before? Did you watch the year before that? No. You got to have multiple quarterbacks. Now, the good news, the 49ers have not one, but 2 rookie quarterbacks that are sitting on this roster on rookie contracts that you get to keep. for the long haul. You got to keep them both. Brock Purdy should be the starter, no doubt. His elbow, we got to see what's happening, but you got time. I ain't concerned. Long term, not concerned. Dude's 23. Trey Lance, 22. They're both going to be fine. Now, Clayton, we've got a lot of super chat contributions. Let's get through some of these and recognize the generous people of the Countdown crew. Also, all this is not lost. We are giving away a Kyle Juszczyk autographed jersey today, even though cuss words abound. It's what it is. Aaron, thank you for the super chat. He said, thanks for the year, John. Glad you're here to book in the season after meeting you in Chicago. Tough start. To finish, and yeah, it was an awful start in Chicago. Chicago sucked, Aaron. I hated it. My phone broke. It rained. I was sloshing around like crazy. And again, for those of you guys perhaps that have never caught this show before, we're year round. This is not a one and done. We're not stopping putting out episodes because the season's over. It will be look forward time. It will be process through the draft. It will be free agency, all this. We're here year round. Hit subscribe if you haven't yet. Helps the show out. Thank you, Aaron. Scott Cindy Betts, what's up, girl? Appreciate the chat. She said Trent Williams had the best play of the game, the slam. Thanks for the great season, John. Thank you, Scott and Cindy. Here's my thing. When that game starts getting rough, and this is a big thing on the Eagles, again, no class. They're not a classy organization. They're not a classy head coach. They're not a classy team. They're not a classy fan base. They're not a classy city. They're not. You're up by all those points in the fourth quarter, and you're still grabbing players' face masks and not letting them go after the play? Really? Trent Williams, I don't know. I've been a coach. I've been a player. I've been a parent. I've been all those things. I'm sorry. I'm not one of those people for taking dirty shots. I have zero hesitancy in saying, thank you, Trent Williams. You defend that damn uniform. You defend your teammates. They start doing that shit. You're playing against the refs. You're playing against the city. You've got all that stuff going on, and they're still grabbing and holding onto your face mask despite being up that in the fourth quarter. You body slam his ass. Like, I'm one of those people that's just like, look, don't get in a fight. If you do get in a fight, you better be standing up for somebody. Like, that's the message that I continually give, not only to the players I coach. Like, you start a fight, you're being punished, you're being penalized, you're being off the team, period. But if you're seeing somebody getting taken advantage of and bullied and you don't stand up, that's on you. Yeah, Trent Williams should have body slammed that dude's ass into another fucking galaxy. No doubt about it. That bitch deserved it. Now, do I want him hurt? Not what I want. But you do not allow that to happen. I don't care. Yeah, props to Trent Williams. It made that dude look like a damn rag doll. Rightfully so. Rightfully so. That clown deserved that. Probably should have been worse. And if there's anybody you want to mess with on this universe, it sure as hell ain't Trent Williams. And that's another thing. He wasn't messing with Trent Williams, was he? No, he was going after somebody else, somebody smaller than him. You pick on somebody smaller than you, man. Ooh, you get me going, man. That's bullshit. That's bullshit, man. You slammed that dude. Props to Trent Williams. Like, zero, like, whatever. You have the refs refusing to regulate that game in a fair manner. Yeah, tempers are going to fly. Yeah. Like, man, it pisses me off. Sergio, thank you so much for the gift. Really, really appreciate that. Thank you so much. Matt, that's what's up, man. He says, John, thanks for another great season of content. You're the man. Number six is coming soon. Man, I'll say this and leave this message up if you don't mind, Clayton. Before this season, I told everybody, and I can go back and ask Juan to cut up the clips and whatever else. 2022 season was not supposed to be our year. It was supposed to be a building year because we had such a young quarterback. I thought it was Trey Lance. I was wrong. It was Brock Purdy, who's still young, 23 years old. You got to go through those issues. You've gone through them. You've gone through them. I said the next 49ers Super Bowl would be coming in 2024 season, not year, or 2025. If you're circling the 49ers championship window, that shit's wide open. That shit's wide open. You just, everybody talking about how could the 49ers stop the Chiefs or how could the 49ers stop the Eagles? You did it the whole damn game. The refs helped him out considerably. Like, imagine if we had a quarterback that could attempt more than three passes. Quarterback was 3 for 3, guys. How do you win a game 3 for 3 when you're down all those points because Josh Johnson doesn't want to fight for a fumble? Because Josh Johnson can't hear the snap count? Because, whatever. I'm not blaming this game on Josh Johnson. That's not what I'm doing. But what I am saying is, if we just had a fighting chance, I love our chances. Would the 49ers have lost that game if Brock Purdy stayed healthy? Maybe. Maybe. And we're not going to get a no. And I hate that that got taken away from everybody. The NFL deserved this game. And they got freaking robbed. They got robbed. They got robbed. Part of that was Shanahan protection plan. Big part was the refs. It sucks. We don't know. Like, I love the games. Not love. I'm fine with a game where we walk out and we say, you know what? We got beat. Congrats to the other team. Right? The Chiefs game. Yeah, we had a lot of injuries. It sucked. I hated it. I hate the Chiefs. But, like, you walk out of that Chiefs game and you're like, you know what? Man, good game, guys. Good game. Y'all got it. No way in hell anybody feels that way right now. Nobody does. Why? Because of the refs and the injuries. And that sucks. It's a part of the game. Needs to be removed. The refs need to be fucking removed. Get full-time, permanent refs that do nothing but this. And you penalize their bitch asses when they're call it one-sided. Period. Penalize them. You penalize everybody else. Why can't you penalize them? That was not a very good officiated game. Now, we're going to go through every single snap, and it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt. It's going to hurt. offense, defense, special teams. We're going to go through everything on Patreon. And if you haven't joined our Patreon yet, you sure as hell should, because we're going to be going through the NFL's 1994 season, all off season. So we're going to do Zoom hangouts where I share on my screen on Zoom and we watch the abbreviated 1994 season week by week by week, all off season. We're going to go through it, kind of Mystery Science Theater 3000, sorry, where we talk over it and have a good time and hang out. It's off season, but trust me, Patreon's the place to be. Draft coverage. 1994, we're going to be going through that together. It's going to be incredible. And look at this, Matt, again, he says, how many false starts for Lane today? Lost count at 35. It was obvious. It was obvious from the start.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Save big money on new windows now at Menards. Update your home with vinyl windows from Jeld-Wen. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on Jeld-Wen windows in store or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more window deals happening this week. Now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Soon as Brock Purdy went down, it was obvious. NFL, they put the call in, man. That's all there is to it. And I hate it. Breaks my heart. Would the 49ers have won with the injured Brock Purdy and the rest calling a fair game? Probably not. I'll be honest. Probably not. But we'll never know because we never got that chance. How many, not one drive that Philly scored a point on was not the result of a third or fourth down penalty. Not one. Not one. Not one. Every single drive they scored points on, third or fourth down penalty. Some of them were penalties. Most were not. Alpha, thank you for the gift. He said, we're coming back looking awesome, but we got to concentrate on picking up two good quarterbacks next year. Yeah, having Trey Lance and Brock Purdy, not enough. You've got to have a great three. You've got to have a great four. That's all there is to it. And I'm with you there. Like, I remember the time where Shanahan and teams would keep two quarterbacks on their active roster. Can't do that shit ever again. You need four quarterbacks minimum, and you need seven running backs minimum. That's all there is to it. Yeah. Oh, look at this. John. Oh, Clayton, throw it up the fire. Look at John Stein. I'm sure that's a real name with a real logo. He's got a J. He says, San Francisco fans are not real fans. You guys have a joke of a city. Your team got beat up soundly. You blaming the rest. We dominated you on defense and offense. Well, let's talk about that. Because on offense, you had 262 yards. You went 5-for-14, bro. There's no way that's a real human being. None whatsoever. John Stein? Yeah, okay. Cool, man. Cool. I appreciate your contribution to humanity, even though that is not your name and whatever city you're from. Total bullshit. Hey, congrats. Like, why isn't it enough? Like, you're going to the Super Bowl. Be happy. Like, I don't understand that. I don't know. Yeah, I'd like to. I don't want to talk to that dude. Anyway, wish Trent Williams was in a scuffle with you. You would get what you deserve. You deserve that shit, bitch. Adam MacArthur, great human being, not a John Stein. He said, no matter what happened today, Cowboys and Creed still suck. That is factually correct. Yeah, that is correct. Thank you, Adam. Really appreciate you. You brought a lot of hope and increased the Niners fan base by one, baby, which is awesome. Appreciate you and your family. Thank you so much. Matthew, dude, the generosity. Thank you, man. That is incredible. He said, I had to switch to the high-proof booze after Purdy went down. I figure you could use a bottle of the good stuff, too. Maybe, John, we invest in five quarterbacks next year. Man, cheers, my friend. I'm drinking Dos Equis. This was tequila, which there's still a drop in there. It's gone. It's gone. Yeah, but I do have another bottle of beer that I'm ready to open up over here. It's time. Here we go. We're doing this live on air. All right, let's do this. It is needed. You know, we started off with the virtual tailgate, which was awesome. We had a great time. But the game just got so out of hand so quick. It got out so quick. How many teams can play in the NFC Championship with their fourth quarterback? Niners can't. So if you got a drink, take a drink, ladies and gentlemen. That's what's up. Speaking of amazing women, Sin, the best there is. Thank you, Sin. Want to say congratulations to your husband, Joe, the firefighter Joe, who is an Eagles fan. I love Joe. I hate the Eagles. I love Joe. He said, I don't know what to feel. Thanks for helping us through it now and year round. And so, like, understand this. This goes out to Sin and everybody else. There is a time to be pissed and upset. And that time is right now for the 49ers. You should be pissed. This sucks. I got Super Bowl tickets bought. Right? It sucks. But who would you rather be? Pick a team in the NFL. And unless you got like one of the top two quarterbacks, there's two teams that I think maybe are in better standings long term. That's the Bengals and the Chiefs. You know, they're playing. But the 49ers, they've got it made. As far as roster, coaching staff, front office. Like, listen to the players that are coming in. Do the 49ers have a lot of draft picks? Yes, they do. They got 10. Do the 49ers have a lot of high draft picks? They do not. But the redshirt program stands strong. Quantrez Knight, I love him. That dude's going to be starting in the slot next year. Taylor Hawkins, backup safety. Jason Poe, center guard. Nick Sakel, center guard tackle. McCrary Ball, linebacker. Azeez is gone. He getting paid, and he deserves it. And we'll get a comp pick for that. But McCrary Ball, Marcelino McCrary Ball will step in. Burks will step in. Curtis Robinson will step in. I'm just saying. The 49ers are in a good place. How many teams have not one but two strong rookie quarterbacks on rookie contracts under 23 on their roster? I don't know any other team besides the 49ers. Is it worth being upset about? Yeah. Oh, my God, yes. But the future is bright. Everything continues. Everything continues. This wasn't the year where we were supposed to win it all. Yeah, I felt it. I felt it. We won 12 in a row. I felt it. I bet it. And we crushed it this year betting. Today, not so much. But how do you count today when you lose your quarterback in the first quarter and you can't throw any passes? Verdades, thank you for the super chat, my friend. He said the 49ers weren't frustrated because of the lack of quarterback. They lash out by the one-sided call from the refs, 100%. That was worse than the Rams-Saints game. They were wearing Eagles undies. He says, hi from Brazil. Man, thank you so much. Really appreciate you. I love it. And it was weird because Caesar's Casinos came out, their sports book, and said if the Bengals, if the Chiefs, if the Eagles win, Vegas makes money. There's one team. One team. They said this. I can't believe they said it. But if the 49ers win, they will be operating at a deficit because of where all the money was bet and the odds. I don't know, man. I'm not one of those people that believes like the NFL set out today and said, hey, Eagles are going to win no matter what. Make it happen. I don't believe that. Not at all. I do believe as soon as Brock Purdy got hurt and they sent Josh Johnson in, I do believe they were like, hey, man, let's make sure the Eagles are all right. I do believe that. And it pisses me off because I want this game to be pure. It was not pure today. You can't watch what happened and say it was pure. You can't. Like Cowboys fans last week, like throwing bitches about the calls. Freaking Vegas wanted the Cowboys to win. The TV screens wanted Cowboys to win. The NFL wanted the Cowboys to win, right? It was mutually beneficial financially if they won. This, not the case for the 49ers, right? Not it. That's not it. Where's your reasoning? Find a damn line of consistency that makes sense. Pretty damn simple right here. Does the NFL want Patrick Mahomes versus Josh Johnson? Josh Johnson's not even a real name. That's a made-up two first names strung together like three kids standing in a trench coat. What's your name, sir? Josh Johnson? With a question mark? Ron Burgundy? Like, that's what that was. It's not even real. It's not a real person. I love Josh Johnson. I do, just not as a player. I hope he coaches for the 49ers. But some bullshit, man. That's all. Aarons, what's up, man? Appreciate you in the super chat. He says, loving this side of chat, man. I don't let it out often. Again, I kind of always like want to put myself as like this positive guy, and I am a positive guy. But nobody should be positive all the time. And now it's not a time to be positive. It's a time to be pissed off. Why? Not for some kind of like, oh, the NFL's a joke. Let's bring it down. No, I don't want to do that. I just want to vent some of my frustrations. And I feel like a lot of these frustrations are embodied by the people watching the show. And I want to say thank you. Like, this is your show. It's not my show. And if my cuss words and my anger offends you, email me, 49ersrushpodcast@gmail.com. Message me on Twitter @JL_Chapman. Our Instagram is blowing up because of Eric. 49ers Rush Podcast. Our Facebook's blowing up because of Tom. Niners Rush Podcast. You check it there. Like, we're here for the long haul. This year 7. We're still going, baby. But you can't always be the positive guy. Positive's good. And I hope that a lot of times we feel that. But again, I go back to this. What the hell is my purpose? Why am I doing this? Yeah, it pays my bills. It's my full-time job. I love my family. I want to give my son food. He eats a lot. but that's not why I do this. Why do I do this? Increase fan experience. Increase the understanding of football through education and film so that your fan experience is better. Today, your fan experience sucked balls. Let's just be real. But here's the best thing about the NFL and sports in general. It doesn't end here. This is not where the journey ends. It continues. This roster returns. This coaching staff returns. And so the anger that we feel today is appropriate and should be embraced and shouted upon, and four-letter words belong, damn it, so that we can cherish tomorrow, because we're a championship franchise. That's all that there is to it. We've got five, still fighting for six. We played the most championship games of all time. We're second in the NFL ever in playoff wins. That's not something that stops today. Be pissed today. Be pissed today. No doubt about it. Look at Kilted Niner. I love this man. James, you're the best there is, man. It was cool hanging out with you today before the game on the tailgate. He says, ah! and you feel it. You feel it. But let me say this. We all go to work. We all have friends. We're all in chats. I wish I could show you how many chats I'm missing right now. I have 93. Let's see here if I could do this. Will it zoom in? I got 93 text messages and 127 messages on my fantasy chat. And I'm going to go through every damn one of them tonight. And I'm going to be drinking tequila. I'm going to be drinking beer. And I'm going to say, you know what? It sucks the way we lost. And that's okay. You don't have to defend anything. You can be upset by the coaching. Kyle Shanahan wasn't great today. You'd be upset by the injuries. That's freaking fluky as hell, man. There was a point where Fred Warner, Brock Purdy, Nick Bosa were all injured in the first damn quarter. That's crazy. You'd be upset by having a four-string quarterback in the NFC Championship. And that's okay. But here's what I'm going to say. Man, it sucks. Eagles won. Congratulations. That should be our attitude. I'm pissed off. I'm glad we didn't. I'm upset we didn't get the game that we wanted. Just wait. We got a 23-year-old quarterback, bitch. That's what I'm going to say. We got a 23-year-old quarterback, bitch. We got the best player in the NFL, Nick Bosa. We're bringing back all of our studs. Listen to the studs coming back. Trent Williams, the body slammer himself. Brock Purdy, Trey Lance, however you want to define that, whatever, don't care. CMC, Debo, Ayuk, Kittle. That's just on the offensive side. Are you freaking kidding me? Drake Greenlaw, he signed to an extension. Had his worst game of his career today. Bad timing, whatever. Would we have won if Drake Greenlaw had a good game today? Hell no, we weren't. Warner's coming back. Greenlaw's coming back. Bosa's coming back. Talanoa made All-Pro in his second year. Charvarius Ward balled out today. Demo proved he belongs. The 49ers' future is bright. Name another team that has what we have right now. The only thing we don't have is probably a top three quarterback. Where does Brock fit in that? I don't know. I don't put anything today on Brock. Dude couldn't throw. He went 3 for 3. What do you want him to do? He got injured. Bad protection call. Verdades. I love it. From Brazil. He says, Kyle Shanahan press conference should be, it's hard to play without your quarterback, but it's impossible to win with those referees. Nailed it. And yeah, people are going to say, oh, you're making excuses, blah, 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 blah. Shoulder shrug, and you're like, hey, man, did you watch the game? Did you watch the game? Dude, just accept it. You lost. All right, man. What do you want me to do? Like, your job as a fan, if you want conflict, I love conflict. I love conflict. Like, I'm Trent Williams in a scrum, baby. That's just who I am. It's who I've always been. It's why I'm a Niners fan. And that ain't going to change. And so if you want that smoke, man, you go down swinging. You tell them, bitch, you see those refs? What do you want us to do with Josh Johnson? What the hell you want us to do? Like, you say those things. Talk about Gardner Minshew losing to the Saints. Talk about every team losing with their backup quarterback except for the 49ers. We won with our starting quarterback, backup quarterback, third string quarterback. Fourth string was too much. You want to fight that fight? Cool. You want a chill day? Say, man, injuries and refs got us. We'll see what happens next year. That's what I would say. Phil, thank you so much for the conversations, the smiles this year. I really do appreciate you. Thank you for the super chat. He says the miserable officiating at the NFC championship game will make handicapping the Super Bowl more difficult because the Eagles only had to play against a team that was hobbled by the officials. You know, before this game, I said, I'm pulling for the NFC no matter what. in the Super Bowl. I don't know, man. My two best friends, my two closest friends that I have in this world are diehard Eagles guys. They're great people. They're great people. And so I want the Eagles to win because of that. But, man, I'm bitter. I'm bitter. And bitter's okay. I'm bitter right now. I'm not going to lie against the Eagles. Not their fault. Sydney, thank you so much. She said, John, plain and simple, address the O-line, Mike McGlinchey, and I hope Trey takes notes from Purdy. Avoid the hits. Extend the play. He can do it. You're going to need both. You're going to need both. I think Brock will be the quarterback for sure. I think he's earned that coming out of things. But Trey ain't going anywhere. No way in hell you watch this season and say we should trade Trey for whatever. If a team offered a first and second round pick for Trey Lance, I would say no right now. You got to have more than one. You got to have more than one. And in this season, you got to have more than three. We did it. We had three, and it still wasn't enough. Duffy, thank you, man. He says, please explain why we didn't at least try to put out a player who could throw the ball forward. We tried to do that with Josh Johnson. He was trash. Man, Josh Johnson never needs to play again. Ever. In any facet. Ever. And the weird thing is Josh Johnson's like incredible athlete, strong arm, smart as hell. I want him to be a coach. The moment was just too big for him. You saw him switching the receivers in the helmet, right? Not receivers, wide receivers, but like the mic receivers, the speakers, to get it into CMC's thing. And he even ran like a toss pitch to CMC. No team goes into the season with four or more quarterbacks at the, like, teams are made fun of because they carry three quarterbacks on their active roster. This game was over as soon as Brock got hurt. You know, Jimmy Garoppolo could have came back, and, you know, they were trying to rush him back for the Super Bowl, which was still a maybe. I don't know, man. V Money, what's up, man? Victor, good to see you, brother. So we had a hell of a season, had a blast hanging out. We did have a good time, man. Overcame a lot of adversity, remained classy. The future is bright. We'll come back stronger. We've been in the NFC Championship 3 out of 4 years. And we made it out once. That's not great. This game was over at the first quarter, guys. Jose, this game was abysmal. That is a word I tried to delete from my lexicon because I used to say it all the time, special and abysmal, and I got made fun of. But you're right, man. This game sucked. My wife was sitting in here watching the game with me after the first quarter, and I just felt the tension because I'm cussing like a storm. I'm drinking. I'm mad. I'm yelling. The dog's jumping on me every time I, you know, cuss out the ref's grandparents. And yeah, man, it was just rough. It was rough. Mills, thank you so much. He said, questionable calls by the refs. Shake my head. Waste of a game. This was the game the NFL fans deserved. They deserved it. Got robbed, man. Injuries and refs. The Eagles didn't even do anything. I'm not one of those people that wants to take away. The Eagles played a decent game, but it wasn't good. I mean, we had three fumbles lost. They had zero. You can't have three turnovers. You can't have three turnovers. But, man, they were not good. They weren't good at all. They rushed. They sucked at rushing. They ran for 3.6 yards per carry. And, like, they were running the clock out in the second quarter. It just sucks, man. I wish we would have got the game we wanted. Rome, thank you for the chat. He says, why call long developing plays so early? Narrative all week was Eagles 70 sacks. That was their pass to victory. I thought we could have hit quick hitters. You're not wrong. Leaving Tyler Kroft one-on-one with their best pass rusher, not a good idea. Blocking nobody on their best pass rusher, even worse idea with a four-string quarterback. Shanahan's got some blame here. Did Shanahan get us here? Yes. Is Shanahan blameless with this game? No. No. Again, I said this earlier. There's a big reason why all the Shanahan quarterbacks continue to get hurt. Why? The scheme, man. Look at Miami. Look at the Jets. Look at the 49ers. They get quarterbacks hurt. Bobo, refs just doing what Roger Goodell tells him to do. You're 100% correct there. Roger Goodell is a freaking turd bucket. I'll never work for the NFL because my stance on him, he's slime ball, man. And whether that's him or the NFL or whoever behind the scenes saying, make sure these things happen or don't happen, That dude's at the top. Yeah, he gross. Maria, oh my gosh. Absolute pleasure seeing you. You bring a smile to my face. One of the best humans I've ever met in my entire life. Thank you for the generosity. I really do appreciate it. Oh, Erdem, I love it, man. He says, I feel hopeful for our future. Thank you. The future is bright. We're not the Rams. We're not the Cowboys. The future is bright. There is not a team in the NFC that I would take over ours moving forward. Not one. The Eagles are the only one that's closest in like competition, which we saw today. But like, no, 49ers are good. He keeps going on because first time in so many years we've been seeing some proper cornerback play for us. Don't stop believing, people. Yeah. Erdem, thank you, man. I really appreciate your positivity throughout this whole thing. I really do think the 49ers are poised to get what the hell they want out of the future. And as long as you're in the mix, you're in that top 5 to 6 teams, good things will happen. Have things broke our way in the past? They haven't. They haven't. But that doesn't mean you stop. You have the base that is built. Injuries have ruined so much of our freaking years. And we made it through this year and we're finally healthy. And then we lost all those quarterbacks. Ah! Verdades. 49ers should have done the replacement style, kicked the crap out of those guys on offense and defense. The end, the game, lack of players. That should be fun for the NFL. Yeah, I would have got a little dirty a little bit earlier, I think. I think it was needed to set the tone. Penalties were coming anyway. You're going to be flagged on everything anyway. Might as well make it count, man. Doja said, Trey looked healthy on the sideline. I just had a surgery 2 weeks ago. But yeah, he'll be back. He'll be back. He'll be back. Mr. Stewart, thank you. He said, first, thanks all you do, John. I'm more informed than ever, and I'm a bigger fan. Second, hate the quarterback uncertainty, but I'm Niner for life, Quest for six. Man, thank you, Mr. Stewart. I want to say your first name. I think it's Corey. But yeah, thank you. And I just want to extend this, man. We got a crazy team here. A crazy, crazy, crazy good team. From the amazing human being that is Juan Solis, which represents the best that could ever exist in the 49ers, like, rush team, right? I love Juan. I love his family. His daughter, Natalie, is incredible. His brothers and sisters are amazing. They're just the best people. Our executive producers, James Willick, 49ers George, Trent Poe, you guys are unreal. The man, Clayton, behind the scenes. The doctor, the mad scientist. I love him. Banturf, baby. Just great. Verdades. I know I'm saying it wrong. Verdades. Appreciate the super chat contribution. He says, reminder, no matter how successful you are, Josh Johnson will make his money in the career more than you in your entire life. Just FYI. And I'm thankful for that. I am never one. I want every single player to make as much money as they possibly can because their bodies are on the line. And Josh Johnson deserves that. And I'm thankful that he's getting paid that. Josh Norman, who I can't stand. I hope he made over $100 million and his life and his kids' lives are amazing. I'm a big person, and if you've listened to this show, I celebrate other people's successes. I want people to live that life. Yeah. Thomas, he said, bruh, the vid showing Jimmy Garoppolo smile on the sidelines pissed me off so much. Jimmy gone Jimmy, man. That's just who he is. And as a coach, I always used to tell players, and when we got to big games, playoff games, championship games, be who you are. Don't change who you are. Jimmy's a smiling kind of goofball dude. And I don't think that's a negative. That's just who he's going to be. Some players feel it. Some people don't. I don't think that's who Jimmy's going to be. And I mean, Jimmy's foot was out the door. And rightfully so. He deserves that. I hope he gets paid. I hope he's the starting quarterback. I hope he does well against every team but the 49ers. But Jimmy was always that guy. He ain't going to change now. Kilted Niner fan, thank you again. The silver lining to these above injuries is we get to see what Purdy is made out of. He's a fucking winner. I believe in Brock Purdy. I'm the biggest Trey Lance guy that's ever existed. That's not the last name Lance. I believe in Brock Purdy. I believe in Brock Purdy. And I will stand behind that man. And I hope he starts for us next year. Oh, Trey Lance is on the team. Brock Purdy should be the guy. I love you guys. Thank you. We will be continuing content like a crazy madman. We'll still be breaking down everything on Patreon. But, man, today stinks. And I'll say this, bottoms up. I'm going to be drinking a lot of tequila tonight. I want to say apologies to Mrs. Chapman. cuss words will abound. And love you guys. Y'all make everything that we do better. And Shot J, thank you, brother. Like, subscribe, Patreon. That's going to do it for us. And I end every show the same way because it's important. There's easy times and there's rough times. This ain't easy. Losing the NFC Championship game sucks balls. It sucks. But I love you guys. Love this team. The future is bright. Positive days ahead. But until then, we got to make it through this offseason. And we will. And we'll have a good time doing it. And until next time. Stay strong, faithful.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Stop in and save big money on your next outdoor lumber project now at Menards. Menards has the largest selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber and decking, and it's easy to load in our outdoor lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our deck design program in-store or on Menards.com. Check out our weekly flyer for more great deals happening now at Menards. Save.